Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding seven lines from the top on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph by the words V'chem V'hecha V'chem V'mizbeah V'chulu. So the way Rashi learns the following Gemara is that until now we've spoken a lot about the Avodah of the Paran, the Sayer Lashem, the Sayer which was brought as a Chatas Lefnai V'lefnim. We spoke a lot about the Avodah of the Karbanos themselves, the Hazais of the Dam of these Karbanos, but we never spoke about what exactly they're Mechaper for. What's the Paran, the Sayer Mechaper for what's the whole Avodah all about? So says the Gemara, the way Rashi learns his Braiso is that it's about what the Par and the Sayer are Mechapa for. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh. So the Pasuk tells us what it's Mechapa for. It says that V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh, that's Mechapa for Mikdash HaKodesh. So says the Gemara, what's this referring to? Zelefnai V'lefnim. It's referring to any tumah, Rashi explains, that occurs lefnai v'lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If someone becomes tummy in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the par and the sawyer is mechaper for that tumah. Ayol mayid, the Torah says ayol mayid. So zehecha, that's referring to the hechal. It's also mechaper for any tumah that occurs in the hechal. Mizbeach kemishmoy, it's referring to any tumah that occurs when a kohen is standing on top of the mizbeach. Yechaper. Elu Azares, that's adding even the Azares, any tumah that occurs when someone's standing in any of the various Azares. So that's referring to all the different types of tumas mikdash. And it doesn't say kadoshav as well, but it seems from the hemshech of the Braisa that also tumas mikdash ukadoshav. So it's mechaper for the par and the sayer, mechaper for all tumas mikdash ukadoshav. Hakayanim kimishman, the pasuk then says that it's mechaper for the kayanim. Amakahal ilu Yisrael, that's referring to the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Yisraelim. Yechaper ilu alevim, that's referring to the levim. So then the pasuk then says it's mechaper for the kayanim, the Yisraelim, and the levim. So now says the Tanakamo, hushvu kulun lechapara achas. We see that they're all compared to one kapara, they all share in a kapara. And what is that? Shekulun mischapim b'seira mishtaleach. B'shara veru, it's divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Hemshech, this end of the pasuk, is referring to the Seir Mishtaleach, the Sayer Lazazel, that it's Mechaper for all the various Averis that the person might have done, and for all Yidden, Kayhanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, everyone. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Par, the Kohen Gadol's Par, that's Mechaper for the Kayhanim, for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. The Sayer is Mechaper for the Yisraelim, for the rest of Klal Yisrael, for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. The Seir Lashem, and the Seir Lazazel, the Seir Mishtaleach, that's Mechaper for all other Averis and for everyone altogether. So that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, and Rabbi Shimon's Chaylik, and Rabbi Shimon says that no, Kishem Shedam HaSoyer HaNasa Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Betumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. Just like you say that the dam of the Sayer itself is mechaper for the Yisraelim, for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, because right, the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on the Sayer is definitely not for the Yisraelim. He only mentions the Kehanim. But when we said Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that the Sayer is mechaper for the rest of the Yidden besides the Kehanim, it's mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, we mean that the dam of the Sayer, if added the vidui was only for the Kehanim. But now says Rabbi Shimon that just like the dam of the Sayer itself is mechaper for the rest of Klal Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. So kach dam par mechaper al kayanim b'tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. So too the dam of the par itself, just the dam, is mechaper for the kayhanim for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. So we still have left the vidui. So what's the vidui left? What's that mechaper for? So says Reb Shimon, ukashem shavidui shal sira mishtaleach mechaper al Yisrael b'shar aviris. Just like the vidui which is said on the sayer mishtaleach, which we'll get to later. So that's mefurish that it's mechaper for all the Yidden, for all of the Yisraelim, for the rest of the Averis in the Torah, besides Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, kach vidui shel par mechaper al kayhanim b'shar Averis. So too the vidui of the par, it's the vidui of the par which is mechaper for the kayhanim for shar Averis in the Torah. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, The par, the Kohen Gadol's par is mechaper for only for the Kehanim and for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. The Sayer Lashem, that's mechaper for the rest of Klal Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. And the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for everyone for all the other Averis. According to Reb Shimon, no, it's the Dam of the par is mechaper for the Kehanim for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. The Dam of the Sayer is mechaper for the rest of the Klal Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. The Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for the Yisraelim for the rest to the verse in the Torah, and it's the vidui of the par that's mechaper for the kehanim for all the other averes in the Torah. So it comes out, according to Reb Shimon, there's no carbon that's mechaper for everyone altogether, which Rashi points out. He brings from the Gemara in Shavuos that Reb Shimon says that this way that the Torah compares the kapara of all kehanim, levim, yisraelim, Reb Shimon holds doesn't mean that they all get kapara in the same animal, in the same avoda. That, according to Reb Shimon, there is no one avoda that's mechaper for all yidin altogether. So, fine. Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabbanan. So now we mentioned in the Mishnah, we mentioned the Machlekes regarding what the halacha is if the dam spills in the middle of sprinkling the dam. Let's say the Kayin Gadol sprinkles four Hazois in the Kayish HaKadoshim and then the dam spills. So does he pick up from where he left off and just do three more Hazois? Avadi's going to have to go out now and check the new par and come back in with new dam from a new par. But does he pick up from where he left off, or does he have to start over? Does he have to start over from the beginning? I saw the Marsham in Das Torah in Or Chaim, Siman Tafayin Hey, Sevav, he wants to say that the Machlekes may be as Tali and whether or not there's an Indian of Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs. By Yisurim, we'll have in the last parak, the Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, when it comes to Yisurim, at least for sure Yisuri Achila, that a Chatzi Shir is Asur, even if, let's say, you're only Chayiv for eating, let's say, a Kezayis of Macholis Asurais, but you're not allowed to eat even less than the Kezayis. Even less than the Kezayis is still Asur. Is by mitzvahs, do we say that there's an Indian of Chatzi Mitzvah? Let's say a person doesn't have a full Kezayis of Matzah. He only has half a Kezayis. Is there a mitzvah? Is there an Indian for him to eat the half Kezayis? Or no, it's a nothing. Once he's not eating a full Kezayis, so it's pointless. So there's the shaila of this Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvahs. So the Marsham in Das Torah wants to say that this machlaikis about what to do when you shach the new par is totally on whether or not you hold that there's a din of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. The man damer who says you have to start over from the beginning is because he holds there's no din of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. So therefore, the fact that you were mazah already three hazayis in the kodesh hakodashim is completely meaningless. It's seven or nothing. The fact that you did three is a zero. So you have to go back in and start again from the beginning. But according to the man damer who says you can pick up from where you left off, it's because he holds that there's a din of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. So each half is significant. Akapanim says the brisa. The gemara. So the brisa now is going to allow on this machlekes about what to do when the dam spills. So it's Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa. V'chila mikapir es ha-kodesh. Zeh lefnai v'lefnim. The pasuk says that he finishes from being mechaper in the kodesh hakodashim. That's referring to the hazayis that are done lefnai v'lefnim in the kodesh hakodashim. Oil ma'id. It says that he does hazayis in the oil ma'id. Zehichal. It's referring to the hazayis which are done in the heichal. Mizbeach kemishmoy. And mizbeach is referring to the applications of dam which are done by the mizbeach hazav. Which says the gemara melame chakulun kapara kapara b'fnei atzman. We see from this pasuk that each one is its own kapara. The Ritva explains because if you look in the pasuk, the actual lashon of the pasuk is Chila mikapir es hakodesh ve'es oil ma'id ve'es hamizbeach. The Torah keeps repeating the word es ve'es oil ma'id ve'es hamizbeach. So ve'es is sort of separating it that each one is its own kapara. So now what's the significance about this that each one's its own kapara? So now says the Tanakhama, who we'll see later, is we'll speak about more in detail soon. But says the Tanakhama that Mikan Amru, from here we understood that Nasan Miksas Matanesh Bifnim, let's say the Kohen Gadol, he sprinkles some of the Hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then Vinishbach Adam, and then the dam spills. So let's say he did three Hazois, and then the dam spilled. So the halacha is Yavi Dam Achir, V'yascha Mitchila B'matanesh Bifnim. So he goes out, and he shechs a new par, and he brings in a new dam, and he starts again from the beginning of these of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aymrim, Einay Maschil, Elam, Mimakim, Shepasak. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Schoelik, he says, no, if you did three, so now you start by the fourth, and you continue with the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. You don't have to do a whole new seven. You pick up from where you left off. Gamar, Esamatana, Shebevifnim, let's say the Kohen Gadol already finished sprinkling the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So now he's in the Heichal, and he starts to sprinkle the dam in the Heichal, Kneged the Pareichas, and let's say he does three, Hazois, and then Vinishbach Adam, and then the dam spills. So says the Tanakhama, Yavi Dam Acher V'Yaschah B'Tchilah B'Matan Hashem B'Heichal. Each one has its own kapara, so he doesn't have to start over again from the Kodesh HaKadoshim Hazois, but he has to bring a new par and bring a new dam, and he starts again from the matanos that are in the Heichal. So again, each one has its own kapara, so he doesn't have to start over from the beginning and go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he does have to start over from within this set. So he starts over from the beginning And he sprinkles from Hazan number one again in the Heichal, neged the Pareichas. Nasa Nixas Matan that and again Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon is chaylik, and he says that no, he picks up from where he left off. Similarly, Gomar Matana Shad Beheichal, let's say he finished all the Azois in the Heichal, and then he's applying the dam on by the Mizbeach Azov, and Venishbach Adam, let's say he does two of the corners, and then the dam spills. So the Lach is Yavi Dam Acher, V'yascha B'tchila B'matana Sa Mizbeach, so he brings a new par, a new sawyer, mixes the dam together, and he starts again applying the dam onto the corners of the Mizbeach from the beginning. Starts over again from the first corner. Each Shita, Kafi, whatever he holds, whichever corner you start from, but you start again from the first application of dam to the first corner. So Yavi Dam Acher V'yasla B'tchila B'matanais HaMizbeach. He starts again from the beginning of this set of the applications onto the Mizbeach. Again, he doesn't have to go back into the Heichal, and surely not into the Kodesh HaKodashim, because each one is its own kaparo, but from within this set of the applications of Dam onto the Mizbeach Azov, so he has to start over from the beginning. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aimrim, again, that no, Mimalkub Shepasak, who Maschel, that he picks back up from where he left off. If he did two corners, so he just does the last two remaining corners, and then he's Mazel the Dam on top of the Mizbeach. Gomer Matana Shebim Mizbeach, let's say he finished all the Hazois of the Mizbeach Hazov. He put the dam on the corners. He sprinkled the dam on the top of the Mizbeach. And then, so all he has left is to pour the dam onto the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Achitza, right? All the leftover dam, he brings down into the Azara, and he pours onto the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Achitza. So let's say he finished all the Hazois onto the Mizbeach Hazov. He's going out to pour it onto the Yisoid, Vinishbach Adam, and the dam spills before he gets the chance to pour it onto the Yisoid. So then says the Braisa, Divri HaKol Lai Ma'akvis. And then everybody holds, he doesn't have to get a new par and a new sawyer just to pour out the leftover dam onto the Yisoid, because Shvichas HaShiraim is not Ma'akiv. Now, we mentioned on Samach HaMabez that there are some who hold that Shvichas HaShiraim is Ma'akev. But what the Braisa over here means is Divri HaKol Lai Ma'akvi, it means the Shitas in this Braisa, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Lez Reb Shimon, they all hold that the Shvichas HaShiraim is not Ma'akev, and therefore if the Dam spills on his way to sprinkle the Shiraim onto the Yisoid, so now he doesn't have to go ahead and get a new par and a new sawyer, because they all hold that the Shvichas HaShiraim is not Ma'akev. So that's the Machlaikis, Tanakama against Rabbi Lez Reb Shimon. Tanakama holds you always just start over from the beginning of that set, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, and no, you pick up from where you left off. Now says the Gemara that Amr Rabbi Yochanan Ushnehem Mikra Echadarshu. Rabbi Yochanan says that both the Tanakama, who says that you start over from the beginning, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who say that you pick up from where you left off, they both get their shita, they darshan what they hold from the same pasuk, because the pasuk says Midam Chatas Hakipurim Achas Bishana. It says that V'chiper Aaron Al Karnesav Achas Bishana Midam Chatas Hakipurim Achas Bishana. That's the lashon of the pasuk, that Aaron, that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper midam chatas hakipurim achas bishana. So the way the Malbim explains what the drush is about to be is that the lashon of the pasuk is midam chatas. Now the word chatas is lashon yachid, and the shaila is, the kasha is that we know that the par is a chatas and the sawyer lashem is also a chatas. So why does the Torah say that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper midam chatas? Why does it say lashon yachid midam chatas? It should say belashon Rabbim Chata Ois. Why is it say it in Lashon Yachid? So there's a Machlaikis Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakamo, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, about how to darsh in this pasuk, and that's how they get their respective shitas. Rabbi Meir Savar Chatos Achas Amarti Lucha V'loi Shtei Chatois. He darshens from the pasuk, from that which it says Lashon Yachid Chatos, that it must be that the entire kapara has to be achieved with one chatas. You can't have two chatais to achieve the kapara. Therefore, if the dam spills in the middle, let's say he did four hazois in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then the dam spilled, so he can now get another par and sprinkle just the remaining three hazois, the remaining three hazois, because that would be then achieving the kapara using two chatais. He has to do it using one chatas. So the Rameir learns out, the Tanakama learns out from this word, chatas, blush and yachid, that the entire kapara has to be achieved with one chatas, and therefore he has to start over from the beginning. However, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, that they hold that no, from the fact that the Torah uses the word chatas plush and yachid, so the way the Malbim explains Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, is that they held that al karcha chatas doesn't refer to the animal, because then it would say chatais. Rather, chatas refers to the hazois. Chatais is milashin chitoi. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, chitoi echad amarti lecha, that everything has to be done with one, there has to be one sprinkling in each each place. You can't repeat a hazah. And v'lo yishnei chituyin, you can't have two chituyin. You can never repeat a hazah. And therefore, if the Kohen Gadol already did three hazahs, and then the dam spilled, so then he picks up from where he left off, because you can never repeat a chitu, you can't repeat a hazah. That's how Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, darshins this pasuk. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan means, that it comes out that Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakama, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they both argue, they both darshin their shita from the same pasuk of Midam Chatas HaKippur Rebachas Vishana. Says the Gemara, right? Their Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, that Li Chileik Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. So now the Gemara is going to go on to a different area of halacha, which is negeya to our discussion. And that's with regards to the Torah process of a mitzayra. So as part of the Torah process of a mitzayra, the kohen takes a loig of shemen, and he does a couple things with this loig of shemen, which is going to be comparable to the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur with the dam of the par and the sayer. The kohen, by the Torah process of a mitzayra, he takes a loig of shemen, and first, he sprinkles it seven times in the heichal neged the pareches, neged the kodesh hakodashim. So he does seven hazayis in Eicha. Then he takes the shemen with what's left, and he puts some shemen onto the right ear and the right thumbs of his hand and feet of the mitzayra. So he dabs some shemen onto the right ear and right thumbs of the mitzayra. And then the third thing he does is that whatever shemen is left over, so he dumps it on the head of the mitzayra. So now what's going to be the halacha if the kohen who's dealing with the shemen for the Torah process of this mitzvah, what's going to be the halacha if, let's say, he sprinkles three hazayis in the eichal neged the pareichas, neged the kodesh hakodashim, he sprinkles three hazayis in the shemen, and then the shemen spills. So he's going to have to get new shemen now. Does he pick up from where he left off, or does he start over from the beginning? So l'chayr, you would think that it should be telling the same achleikas that we just said, that according to the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Meir, he'll start over from the beginning, and according to the blessed Rabbi Shimon, he'll pick up from where he left off. However, says Rabbi that no, li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. Rabbi Yaakov taught me that by lugin, when it comes to the loig shemen, it says a difference. And really, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said when it came to the dam of the par and the sayer, that you pick up from where you left off, when it comes to the loig shemen of the mitzayra, so even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon will agree that no, you start again from the beginning. And Rashi brings, because the pasuk says loig echad shemen, that there has to be one loig of shemen that's accomplishing this tyra. So therefore, he's going to have to start over from the beginning. So again, so Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. Rabbi Yaakov taught me that there's a difference when it comes to the loig shemen of the mitzayra, that when it comes to the loig shemen, everyone agrees that you have to start over from the beginning. Frak the Gemara v'lai, is that true? That there's no machlekes when it comes to the loig shemen? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa. Nasa miksas matana shebifnim, let's say the kayit. He sprinkles some of the matanais in the heichal, v'nishpach haloig. Let's say again, he does three hazois, and then the shemen, and then the loig spills. So yavi loig acher v'yascha b'tchila b'matana shebeheichal. So the Tanakhama says he goes ahead, he gets a new loig of shemen, and he starts again from the beginning. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, then no, mimakim shepasaku maschel. Then no, he picks up from where he left off. So you see, we do have the same machlekes, and the Gemara just brings the hemshich of the braisa, gamar matana shebeheichal. Let's say he finished the hazayis of the shemen in the heichal, and then, so now he's up to applying the dam onto the ear and to the right thumbs of the mitzayra, and v'nishpach haloig, however the loig then spills, so the halacha is yavi loig acher v'yascha b'tchila b'matana shebehoinis. So he doesn't have to go back into the heichal to redo the hazois in the heichal, but he does have to, he just starts again now, and he gets a new leg of shemen, and he starts from applying the dam onto the right ear and the thumbs of the mitzayra. Nasan miksas matanis bebehinis. Let's say he already started applying the shemen onto the thumbs of the mitzayra. So let's say he did half of it, and then v'nishbach haloig, and then the leg spills. So yavi leg acher v'yascha betchila be matana shebehinis. So he has to start again from the beginning. And again, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I remember the note. Mimalkum shepasak umaschil. He picks up from where he left off. Gamar matana shebehinis. If let's say he finished applying the dam to the right ear and thumbs of the mitzayra, so now all that's left is to pour it over his head. V'nishbach haloig, and then the loig spills. So divrei akol matanas harosh leimakvis. So then everyone agrees
that if the shemen then spills, so this is like shvichas hashirayim, and it's not ma'akev, and he doesn't even have to get a new leg of shemen in order to pour it over the metzayer's head. So, but the point is that you see from this braisa that there is a machlaikas regarding the leg shemen. It's the same machlaikas. The Tanakhama says he always has to go back to the beginning of that set, and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says that no, you pick up from where you left off. So says the Gemara, Einachanami, Eima li shana Rabbi Yaakov b'loigin. Say, switch the nusach. Rabbi never said li chilek Rabbi Yaakov b'loigin, that it's different when it comes to the logan. Rather, he said that li shana Rabbi Yaakov b'loigin, that he taught me the same machlaikas, Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, when it comes to the leg shemen of the mitzayra, that it is the same machlaikas, that just like they argued with regards to the dam of the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, they also argue when it comes to the leg shemen of the mitzayra. We'll just do a couple more lines. Amar Mar. So we just said that matanas harayish ain ma'akvais, that the pouring the leftover shemen on top of the head of the mitzayra, so that's not ma'akev. If the shemen spills before the kohen gets a chance to do that, so he doesn't have to get new shemen in order to pour it over the mitzayra's head. So my taima, what's the makar that it's not ma'akev? Says the Gemara, I lema mishum dechsev ha'naiser min ha'shemen. Maybe you'll tell me that the reason how we know, the way we know that it's not ma'akev, is because the Torah calls it naisar. The Torah calls it leftovers. So from the fact that the Torah calls it leftovers, so it must be it's not ma'akev because it's leftovers. Leftovers by definition makes it seem like it's not really important. It's not really the ikar zach. It's just an extra thing. So therefore, that's how we know it's not ma'akev. Well, in fact, the Gemara, if that's true, so that means any time in the Torah where it says naisar, we should learn out from there that it's not ma'akev. And that's not true. Elameata, now that you're telling me that naisar means that the thing is not ma'akev, v'ha naisaris mena mincha, the Torah calls the Shiari Amincha, it calls V'hanayseres Min Amincha. Now the Shiari Amincha, Rashi brings, we know from the Gemara Menachah, he said it is Ma'akev. If after the Kayin performs Kemitza, he takes the Kaimitz, so now the rest of the flower is called the Shiari Amincha. If something happens to the Shiari Amincha before the Kayin gets a chance to be Makdir the Kaimitz, so the Halacha is that it's Ma'akev and he's not Makdir the Kaimitz. We're not Makdir the Kaimitz if something happens to the Shirayim. So you see that the Shirayim is Ma'akev. So says the Gemara, El Miata, Vaneseris Min Amincha, Hachanami Deloy Ma'akvi. You're going to tell me that it's not Ma'akev? Says Rashi, we know from the Gemara Menachai that it is Ma'akev, even though the Torah calls it Naisar. So therefore, Naisar can't, we see from here that it must be that even when the Torah calls something Naisar, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not Ma'akev. So therefore, ask the Gemara, what's the Makar? How do we know that the Matanis HaRosh of the Mitzayra that it's not Ma'akev? So says the Gemara, Shani Hasim over there by the Mitzayra, it's different. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Umi Yeser v'hanaisar. The Torah doesn't just call it extra. Already when it comes to the matnais b'hainais, the Torah calls it Umi Yeser. After the Kayin sprinkles the Shemen in the Heichal 7 times, so already the rest of the oil, the Torah calls it Yeser. And it says that from the Yeser HaShemen, he goes and he puts it onto the right ear and the thumbs of the right thumbs of the Mitzayra. And then after that, the Torah says, V'hanaisar, that all the V'naisar min HaShemen, then what's left of that, leftovers, so then he dumps onto the head of the Mitzayra. So therefore, the Torah doesn't just call the Shemen that he dumps over the head of the Mitzayra. It doesn't just call it Naisar. It already called the oil before that Yeser. So this is Naisar Yeser. It's Naisar Shebenaisar. So that's how we know that it's not Ma'ake, because since it's so much of a leftovers, it's a leftovers of a leftovers, so that's how we know it's not ma'akev.